Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You were out there yesterday. I won't say quiet, but subtle entrances, all except for Eli Rogers came in on a semi with a construction worker's uniform on, including a hard hat, wielding around a barbell. It was very odd. What was the theme there, and what did everybody make of the way that old Eli arrived at camp?
Yeah, that was bizarre. I'll admit he fooled me. I had the goat tweet of the day, and not goat like the kids mean it today, but I had egg on my face because I just assumed it was Juju. And I tweeted Juju's pulling up in a big rig, and then Eli Rogers gets out. And I'm just like, what is going on here? It was bizarre. I mean, I was standing like on the steps that go down to the dorm when he finally got done strutting his stuff or whatever. And all he said was to me, and then he came back out and did some other interviews, I guess, briefly. But all he said while I was standing there was just, good morning, y'all. I'm ready to work. And that was that. And he went inside. So I guess that was pretty much the long and short of that theme. Ray Fittipaldo and some of the other guys who have been covering the team in previous training camps said that Rogers has showed up in a hard hat before, so I guess it's kind of his thing. But as far as I know, showing up on a Peterbilt big rig work truck was kind of a new one.
So the story behind the story there is, I guess, does he have a buddy who drives a rig, or does he rent that out? Did you get a look at the driver?
It was a private company. It was Appalachian something. I got a look at the driver, got a look at the side of the truck. I don't think it was just a friend of Eli Rogers who dabbles in humongous trucks.
Now, I've been pushing all morning the idea that if this keeps up, that Tom Hanks, instead of portraying Mr. Rogers, perhaps could do Eli Rogers in his next role. You in favor of that?
I don't know. Eli Rogers is going to have to make the team first, I think, before we start casting Tom Hanks to play him in a movie. That was interesting because he made a loud entrance. Ryan Switzer made kind of a quiet entrance, and conventional wisdom would have that those two are probably competing for that kind of slot receiver, fifth receiver role. So that'll be interesting to keep an eye on if Eli Rogers shows up to camp like that and then gets cut before the first game.
Brian Batko, the Post-Gazette. The big story, Mike Tomlin's extension. Jerry Dulac called it an unusual extension. It was, you know, it was a one-year extension with an option year. And Jerry floated the idea that it could have come from either side, this move to an option year, that it could have been the Steelers saying, listen, the best coaches or the highest paid coaches now are up around 10, 11 million. Do we want to commit that much money for a long time here? Or it could have been Tomlin saying, listen, my contract will end when Ben's does, or at least we'll all have the option to have it end then. What do you think is the truth here, Brian? What did you make of the one-year extension?
I thought it was a good move. I mean, I thought it was interesting that coming into camp, most people were looking at this situation in such a binary way, either, oh, well, if you think he should get another two-year extension like past years, then why don't you just give him a lifetime contract? Whereas the other side of it was, what has this guy done for us lately? There's zero point in doing this, wait it out, eschew tradition, and make him earn it, basically, by having another good season. And I think with the way that they did it, the front office sort of threaded the needle here a little bit and split the difference. I mean, it's different than the past just in terms of the relative brevity of it, but still kind of a vote of confidence. And I think if you're so on board and you're really touting this message of the way you've kind of cleansed the locker room of distractions, so to speak, from a player standpoint, why not go out there and eliminate any potential distraction in terms of your coach and his contract situation. So I don't know how much the players pay attention to that sort of deal and how much they think the powers that be have confidence in their head coach, but I think they certainly would have been asked about it had that not been announced right around the time everybody was rolling into St. Vincent and into the dorms yesterday morning. So, but at the same time, though, Joe, I think your column, as I tweeted, was really good because it was one of those takes that had me sort of rethinking. I was of the opinion that they should go ahead and do another contract extension for him going into camp. And I thought you shot a lot of holes into the theory of why people thought that. So nice work by you yesterday.
I appreciate that. And on these Fan Morning Show micro segments, we're suddenly running out of time here, Brian. So I'm going to ask you maybe five questions. If you could give me a one or two word answer, a very short answer, I would appreciate it. It's sort of
love it.
Free association. Joe Hayden, okay. Contract gets done with him?
Yes.
Mike Hilton plays on a one-year tender?
He is.
Who wins the right tackle job?
The anchor, Matt Filer.
Devin Bush, from day one, walks out there today at practice, controlling the defense, calling the defense.
I'll say most likely.
Backup quarterback on day one is?
Day one, Josh Dobbs.
Interesting. Trying to think if
that
was
I don't know if he'll win that way.
Oh, last story. Juju making a quiet entrance, and I love that Juju has cast himself. See, and AB ticked him off by embarrassing him on Instagram, by sort of calling him out and then posting that old letter that Juju sent AB when he was at USC. And I thought that was AB sort of saying, listen, this guy once begged for my help. You know, just sort of, it was meant to humiliate him. So I like the fact that Juju is ticked off, and I feel like everything he's going to do is going to be anti-AB, and that started yesterday when he walked in a side door at camp. I love this. You?
Yeah, I thought his entrance or lack thereof was really smart. I mean, he had to go either huge and do something that would just blow people's minds, which is difficult, or do exactly what he did. There couldn't have been any middle ground with how he chose to make his entrance to camp. So I like that he just slunked off down the hill around the side without doing any interviews. I thought that was pretty savvy move by Juju. I mean, he had a loud offseason, don't get me wrong, but this was a good way to start camp.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.